Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fair to middling. I'm doing okay. I wrenched my neck yesterday. And actually, I wrenched my whole body, I think.
Oh,
it's like
well,
one of those
sucks.
Things that, you know, getting into the car and like,
yeah.
I don't know what I did, but I wrenched it. So,
well, I'd like to say I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, thank you.
And then you can say, "Why are you sorry? You got nothing to do with
it. You didn't do it."
Yeah. And I'm going to say I'm just throwing
you're
out
just
my sympathy.
You're just the sorriest person I know.
I'm just throwing my sympathy out to you cuz I don't want you to be in pain.
No. So that's why if you see your old mama here just
in pain,
moving slowly or
on a Sunday. Yes.
Yeah. But other than that, it's finally as cool as I like it.
Yes. Good. It is. It's a beautiful fall.
Open the
fall.
Windows,
beautiful
turn the fan
day.
Off.
And if you don't know who we are, we're Christine, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter.
Well, you have your daughters. You have multiple personalities.
I am. Well, sometimes I feel that way.
Yes.
You're a psychotherapist. I'm a teacher. I'm getting my master's. We got this business online. We're coaches.
We have a number one book.
Bestseller on Amazon. Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. It's called The Clutterfly Effect.
And we have another book, Sleep Your Way to the Top of the Morning.
Yes.
And we're working on More Blessed, Less Stressed.
Exactly. But what we do on a Sunday night is we like to have fun because, you know, we want to, listen, it's about learning. It's about tweaking your way to better and better life,
right.
More enjoyment. Mm-hmm. We like to have a little bit of fun.
You bet.
And so our show is always divided into three kind of areas. One is we've got the first part, we always talk about the week.
Yeah. Sometimes we talk about what is life with a girlfriend.
Yeah, sometimes we do a little movie reviewing, sometimes a little bit older movies because it's more relevant because most of us see older movies now.
Yeah. Who of us can afford to go to the show?
And who wants to?
Right. Popcorn, $20 up.
Exactly. And so, and then we do a little bit of an Elliot's Corner, which is sort of like our version of animal talk, our animal stories back in the day. And it's all about what we've learned from our dog. Because you can
Elliot.
Elliot, because you can learn whatever you need to learn from your dog and animals. And then finally, we have what we call pillar talk. And that's when we really go deep with, you know, like an idea of
the pillars of life.
You know, and today in the Pillars of Life, we're going to talk about when you're not happy, it's when your life circumstances don't add up to your blueprint and your beliefs.
We were just talking about that. I said, Julie, my reality and my expectations are not even close,
so
I'm miserable.
Yes, and there's a couple of different ways of dealing with that, and we're going to deal with that near the end of the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, sometimes we don't have a lot to talk about in the first part of the show with the life of the girlfriends.
Yeah.
This week, I don't know what happened, but it's just been bombarded with things I need to get off my chest.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just been crazy, and we may talk about Trump. No. We're going to
disgusting.
Talk about
disgusting. No.
How can we not?
In a very funny way.
Very fair. Not just more like
liar.
Just I have no political
untruth.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about
shut up.
I'm gonna talk about this in a more of a social way.
Okay.
Of a more the effects it already has on our culture way.
Right. A cultural way.
A cultural way.
Right.
And so forth. So okay. So anyway.
Shut up.
Yes, I will shut my mouth at you. And you can go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com, and check us out and so forth. And if you're listening to us live, hello, everyone. If you listen to us as a podcast, keep running, keep walking fast, and enjoy the show, I hope.
Have a cup of coffee, or like Julie said, get on your treadmill and start walking.
So anyway, yesterday the Cubs won. They've won two in a row.
W. We have a lot of W flags flying.
Well, and let me just tell you right now, we were okay. You have turned into a political junkie in some sense.
I know. You find
this. You're not politically.
No, I'm not. I'm not political.
No, but you find this fascinating.
But I find the dynamics, the psychological dynamics. Just cream in your jeans fascinating.
And I'll come in sometime and talk to you, and you'll have CNN in the background.
Right.
And then I'll come in and talk to you, and then you'll have Fox in the background. And I'm like,
why, Mama?
Is this a I go, literally, is what reality is true? And you're like, this is life, Julie. They're both true. You tell yourself a story, you know, and you choose to tell the story you want to choose.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we tell our clients all the time.
Yes.
To keep telling yourself a better and better,
better story.
Because the reality
and believe
is
it.
In your story.
Yes.
And so I would, last night there was a Cubs game and we won. Yay. And it was so funny. So I went over to see at Doug's house, and he's got his daughter and his boyfriend and her boyfriend who she brought back
Liar.
From school.
Yeah. Crazy.
Very, and the
very
first
sad.
Thing that happens when I walk the door, and we are, you know, is they go, we're chit-chatting. And then Joey goes, oh, well, I can get away with this because I'm a star. You know, I can get away with this because I'm a star. Like, out of the clear blue. And then Doug grabs Joey's shoulder and said, hey, Quinn, guess what I'm doing right now? And he goes, I'm grabbing a, and I'm going to use a P word. I'm going to use the W word. I'm grabbing a wussy.
Or groping.
I'm groping a wussy right now. I'm groping a wussy. I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing a wussy, you know. And then I thought to myself, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The new catchphrases are, oh, I can do that because I'm a star.
Yeah.
I'm a star. I can do away with that.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I just grabbed a wussy, you know. But they didn't use the word wussy.
They didn't say grab. They say groped, isn't it?
No.
No, is it grab? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard something different.
Well, because they kept saying you can't keep groping people
right.
and that not be
and not
appropriate.
Have it be a crime.
Yes. It's a crime.
People go to jail for that,
yes.
I hear.
Yes, exactly. And so, but I just thought that was hysterical that within literally
Not 24 hours,
now everybody
it's
just
in the lexicon.
Say, yes, and they're just, everybody's having fun with it. And I remember.
Not funny.
When we'll bring up the Bill Clinton, because doesn't Trump love to bring up Bill Clinton? Well, Bill Clinton's worse. I understand he's worse.
I know you are, what am I?
Yeah, I go, I get it.
I know you
and
are,
and
what
I'm
am
thinking,
I?
He's not worse. You guys are all in the same club. You know? And
the hair club for men.
Yes, exactly.
What club is it?
And here's the thing. Just, I'm not going to defend Bill Clinton, but at this stage in his life, I don't. And that cocktail he's on for his heart attack and stuff like that, I don't believe he has any of those thoughts anymore. I'm just saying his testosterone level may be a little lower.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we know by Trump's medical records. He's perfect everywhere except for his testosterone,
which is too high, baby.
Yeah, he's like,
Yeah.
Just like,
it's like.
And, you know, just to go really quick about Trump's medical records on the Dr. Oz show, I'm not mistaken, they were not performed by Dr. Oz.
No, they weren't.
He came in with these medical records.
Right.
So I don't care, but
and
I
if you've
choose
ever
not to
met,
believe him.
We shouldn't be really talking political, but if you ever saw, which I've seen Trump's doctor in an interview, he's just like Trump.
Yeah.
He's just, he has a personality just like him.
I don't care what you think politically. I know who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah, we don't have any skin in the game.
Believe this. In some ways, I go, if he does become president, it's a big world out there. It'll all be okay.
A boot, we're going to Canada.
Yeah.
Hey. I
may be surprised. I almost want to just like shake the tree.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a Kardashian world right now.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. If that's happened, it'll be 4 years and then.
Time goes by
President
so fast.
Pence.
Yeah, President
or something.
Pence.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who
I don't
knows?
Know. And like I said, I'm not being judgmental.
Really? Wah, wah, wah.
But I find this hysterical, though. I just find it hysterical.
Yes. SNL.
And so, oh my gosh. But I was watching one show, and it was about, I think it was on right before Midnight with Chris Hardwick, who I think his name is. But anyway, it's the Daily Show, the old Daily Show. And a woman was interviewing this woman who does t-shirts, political, and she just sells political t-shirts.
Oh, cool. And she does a good job. I mean, makes a good living, I bet, right now.
At this moment, she's making a ton of money.
I bet.
But the ones that sell, and supposedly she's a liberal, but she loves her Trump t-shirts.
Oh, I bet.
They sell like crazy.
Yeah.
And the ones like The ones that are sell more, like 5 to 1, are the anti-Hillary and anti-Bill t-shirts. They sell like crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And
let's get in the t-shirt business.
Oh, crazy. You know, and she's showing us all these t-shirts, and I wish I could remember some of them. But, like,
oh, would have been helpful.
Like, oh, I've had a liberal in my mouth. Things like that. And picture of Monica Lewinsky. Oh, no. I've had a liberal and it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh,
and a picture
God.
Of Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, my God.
And we're like going, oh, my God, these are horrible t-shirts. And they are selling 5 to 1.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, and she, you know, she was like, what are you doing? These are horrible t-shirts, you know. And it goes, well, they sell. And my daddy always told me, you never mix politics and business. or something.
I'm a capitalist.
My daddy always told me that, you know, businesses loves everybody, yes. Right, and hates everybody.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Right. Yeah.
But she was like, well, what do you do for a living? Well, this is my part-time job. And what she is she's a school nurse in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's a hospice nurse in the weekend. So mm-hmm. she's got like 3 jobs.
Wow.
Right? Meet the new American family,
for
right?
Sure, for sure.
And so...
For sure.
Her kids helping the t-shirt business,
aww,
too. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Except when they're doing these weird things.
You know? Mama, what does this word mean? What's this word, Mama?
Exactly. I mean, some reference to getting a BJ and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. But it was just hysterical. And I was freaking out. But the interviewer goes, why did you have to say that you're a hospice nurse? You know, like, and I feel like can't really, like, beat
oh,
up
really?
On you.
Oh, really?
Because you're a hospice nurse.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
You know? And it was, you know, it's probably funny. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting mm-hmm. how this is just this.
Opportunistic.
And if you can not be angry at the situation.
Right. Which I'm not.
I think it's hysterical.
When I see people that are, like, so, like.
Yeah.
So angry, so belligerent, so like.
For either one.
Either
I'm just
side.
Like, take, yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
Relax.
First of all,
relax.
We're not the
don't
worst country
it.
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you think we are, you need to travel more, you know, because that's just not true. And, you know, we live in a pretty cool place.
Right.
And the reason why I say that is because you get to be who you get to be in this world.
Right.
In America, you could go find your peers, go buy a couple hundred acres.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, and you can be who you need to be,
right.
Whatever that looked like. Mm-hmm. Or you could, you know, there are artistic colonies, you know, there are.
Ant colonies.
Yeah. There are preppers. There are
riggers.
Bikers. You get to be whoever you want to be and find people you want to hang out with and then complain,
you know,
all
I think
you
so,
want.
Can I just say what I think one of the funniest dynamics of this election is that you hear from Trump that if I lose, it's because the election has been rigged.
Yeah. What is that?
I just think that is hysterical, because when I was a little kid, you know, my brothers and I would try to play football outside,
right,
after dinner, and really it never lasted more than a couple of minutes because somebody always like went, oh, you're cheating,
right,
or you're this, and it's so funny because he's like already giving everybody an excuse for when he loses.
Yes.
And it was rigged. And then you think, well, what if I heard somebody ask a Trump supporter, well, what if Hillary wins? Does that mean it was rigged?
No, if you win.
If Trump wins, that's right.
Yeah.
Does that mean that it was rigged?
Right.
And they kind of like didn't know how to answer that. I did not know how to think about that.
And if.
But that's kind of like heads I win, tails you lose.
Exactly. Exactly. You're screwed no matter what.
Right.
And it's...
I mean, you can't win that argument.
Yeah, you can't. And then you just go, you can't... Well, here's the thing. You can't win an argument against crazy.
Right.
You just can't.
That's the rule number one from Christine Marie, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I have grown
You've
up
grown
with
up.
This rule.
That's right.
Because... I
Mama
loved my grandma.
Said, that's right.
But she could be... She knew how to win an argument at any cost.
Right.
And at any point, you're going, well... I can't win this argument. Even
what
though
did
I
Mama
know,
always say to you?
You can't win against crazy. You just can't
Don't
do it.
Don't even try.
Don't even try. Right. Don't waste your breath. Right. Go move right into love and forgiveness,
right,
because you can't win crazy.
That's right.
And I think that life lesson,
yes,
has been awesome.
Good for you, then. You took something that I...
I've taken not to wear socks with thongs. That's been a life lesson.
Flip-flops. Because exactly. In the old days, you called them thongs.
I did.
Flip-flops. Now it's those underpants that go up your butt cheeks.
Or not your you've cheeks, said not to wear socks with those thongs either. The look doesn't go well. You said both, Mom. I don't know. Or do you put your socks in your thongs? Because your butt's cold. You're like, my butt's cold. I gotta put some socks back there or something. I don't know. I have to say, last night, I was watching the Cubs game with Doug, and I left 5:55, which is right for the 9th inning. And we were up 5-2. And it was so funny because Doug is so, gets so attached to the game. He's a big Cubs fan, right? Mm-hmm. But he is... he is the worst Cub game watcher in the sense is they are always losing until they've won. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole game, they are always losing until they've won.
Right.
And so I was texting Greg last night. I said, hey.
Is he watching it?
Yeah. You watching the game? He goes, yeah, I'm watching the game. Because great game. I go, yeah, because they scored, Cubs scored the first inning. Mm-hmm. On the game on Friday night, they didn't score until like the 9th inning or the 8th inning. Mm-hmm. It was just 1-0.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was a totally different game. Mm-hmm. And one of the innings, our pitcher, Hendrickson, I think his name is, got hit by a ball. Mm. Guy hit the ball Ooh. And it hit him right in the hand.
Ooh.
And Doug goes, oh, we just lost.
No.
We just lost a series. We're not going to go to the World Series now. It's over. The curse is back and we're screwed. and so I texted Greg. I go, uh-oh. I go, Doug's losing it, rocking back and forth, talking about the curse, and we're going to lose the game. And Greg, like, really? I go, yes, really.
Well, I remember this was like last week, he said he wanted to go to art colonies or art festivals because
yes.
The one time that he did.
During a game, they won.
They won.
Yes.
So now he feels like that's his... that's his mission is to attend art festivals.
And this was during a Bears game, he said.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
And so I asked him, I go, so you, he goes, well, I know I need to watch the game.
Because he said he wasn't going to watch the game.
Well, and he also said to me before the playoffs, he's like, I don't want to watch the games. I don't want to be informed of the games. I don't think I'm going to be able to handle it. I go, okay. I go, and he's like, don't talk about the games in front of me. And I'm like, well, first off, dude, I only talk about the games because you're involved with them. I do love the Cubs, but, you know.
Yeah, not like this.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, he's watched the last two games.
Sure.
He cannot, it's going to happen. He's going to watch the games.
Yeah.
I knew he was.
Liar.
Yeah, he's a liar.
Liar.
Yeah. Yeah. His reality differs from what his blueprint should be, one or the other. But it was so funny because Greg's like, really? Is he really rocking back? I'm like, kind of rocking back and forth, Greg, yeah.
Kind of in a fetal position.
Kind of like, yeah, like, you know, when you're just like, you need someone to hold you.
Yeah.
Or you need like a papoose around you. So you're just like, oh, yeah. I need some security and
a
so
papoose?
Forth.
A papoose?
Is that what those called? I know those are back. What are those things called?
Like this net where they used to keep babies in?
Yeah.
Little Indian babies?
Yeah.
Like little swaddles.
Oh, you know, yeah. Like a little swaddler.
Yes.
Something like that.
A little toddler swaddler.
Exactly. He needs a big, big toddler. For sure. For sure. But I thought it was interesting, though, on Saturday Night Live, when they would, first of all, Alec Baldwin's awesome. He's having a great time.
I know.
Having a great time.
Can you imagine just finding your stride that late in life?
Oh, I can't.
I think it'd be awesome. Yeah.
I think he shows that you can have
New rebirth. You can reinvent yourself.
Even though he's 75 pounds heavier than he once was when he was like
Alec Baldwin 2.0.
Yeah. And he just is turning into this comedian.
Yeah.
You know, instead of being the sex symbol he had to be when he was in his 20s and
30s. Isn't that nice?
It's awesome.
You let that go.
Yeah.
And you get to be who you really are, your essence. You know?
And I do have to say one thing that I thought one of the funniest moments in Saturday Night Live, it was all funny. They got a good cast this year.
Yeah.
Is when, I can't remember her name. So the blonde girl who does Hillary Clinton.
Right. Kate McKinnon.
Yes. Kate McKinnon. She also is doing one of the Trump surrogates.
Yes.
And we see on her calendar that she has a day off. And so she's like, I got a day off. And she's like, I'm walking on sunshine. Woo! She's cooking breakfast for her family.
Yeah.
And she gets a text from CNN. Like, can you run in and do a comment about Trump? She's like, oh. she runs in and she does a little comment like, you know, she pivots towards Hillary and Bill Clinton and all that stuff.
I know he said this, but look at what Hillary did.
And it happens over and over again that during her day off, she gets beeped in like, hey, you gotta go and do a comment. You gotta go say a comment. And she runs in. And finally at the end, you know, the reporter is like, so what do you really think? Because, oh, he's just batshit crazy. And the reporter goes, thank you. We just wanted you to admit it. Because I just feel so sad for these people.
So I feel sad. And I've never heard the word that used in the political connotation that, oh, here's our surrogates.
I have never heard that either.
That's a new thing, you know.
And is it Trump surrogates or is it CNN surrogates?
Like, it's Trump surrogates. Like, you have a surrogate.
Yeah.
In your place,
right?
Like when you have a surrogate for a baby,
so much either. I mean, the word narrative has come up so much in the last 8 months.
The Trump surrogates have a narrative out there that it's all Hillary's fault.
Yes,
and Bill's, of course.
Yes. And now listen, I'm not saying Hillary's perfect, but because Trump is so crazy right now, and he is a star, it's like. We're like a moth, the flame.
Yeah.
His flame is so effing bright right now that we're all like drawn to it. Like, what is he saying now?
It was so funny on Saturday Night Live. They had, because he talks about, and Tic Tacs had to come out with a statement.
Yeah.
Like, because he talks about Tic Tacs. You know, you have a Tic Tac before you have to kiss the girls, you know? And so they had a picture of some Tic Tacs, the orange Tic Tacs. Yeah. And all it said is, warning, too many orange Tic Tacs may turn you orange.
Yeah.
They were like, oops.
I mean, now everybody has to have this comment. You know, and the problem is, I don't look at those things. I never know, like, they go, oh, social media is, you know, blowing up over this issue.
Right.
Well, if you don't look at it, how do you know it's blowing up?
Right.
Just look away. Who gives a crap?
Look away, people. Yeah. Look away.
But it's interesting because, okay, going back, and this is not about Trump. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. But going back to the incident with Billy Bush and the bus, you know, and they're really talking really just crazy, quote unquote, when their words, locker room talk.
Right.
But it's pretty specific.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a couple times I did think that he's just fucking around, you know, and then, you know, because at the end, Billy Bush is like, hey, give him a kiss, you know, or give him a hug. I'm like, dude. Why are you pimping him out?
Oh, he's pimping him out.
Yeah, like, don't pimp him out. You know, I mean, the part
he was egging him on.
Yeah, he's egging him on a little bit. I'm like, dude, don't do that. It's kind of gross, you know? And so everybody goes like, well, Bill Clinton. I go, I know. When Bill Clinton, all that crap that was going out, I remember my brother and I were younger, you know, 20 plus years ago, we're like going, what the hell? What's he doing? He doesn't have enough time to run the president. You know, I thought being the president of the United States took a lot of time.
Yeah.
I thought being a politician took a lot of time. But maybe because you got all these staffers, right, you know, scheduling your life.
Right.
You know, like that one thing that you want to buy, which is if you do this program, you'll find an extra hour a day.
Oh, yeah,
so maybe all these politicians are working it.
They got an extra hour.
They got like an app. Like, how to go after chicks, an hour a day app.
Right.
You know, we'll find the time for you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But I all of a sudden started thinking, like, maybe there is a part of the population out there that really did believe this. Like, it's not an anomaly. There are just these, you know, guys out there that are just this
crazy
gross.
Right.
And they may have a little bit of money and a little bit of power, so they don't get called out on it.
I totally agree with that. I think even just like locally, if you look at a guy that's not even cute or older, but he's well retired.
Yeah.
He's going to get chicks.
Or not just
that. I'm sorry.
I don't even know about chicks necessarily or just.
What do you mean?
Well, like we had talked about, like, okay, like he had done this to a lot of women or like people coming like, he tried to kiss me a lot. And, and like, well, why didn't you punch him or why didn't you say something? Because you just don't want to be dragged into a situation.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, there have been times in my life, and I know times in your life, where things happen that are probably inappropriate with a man, and you just let it go because you're like, oh, it just could have been an accident, could have been whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I'm wondering if it's not even an accident. Like, you know, does that make sense? Like, okay, I'll give you an example. I've never told you this story before, and it happened 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was delivering cabinets. And I'm on top of the truck. I'm handing this to an older guy, cabinets, and he literally groped me.
No.
No, yeah. But to be honest with you, I thought, you know.
Was it an accident?
That's why, at the time, I thought it was an accident.
Yeah.
Like, I'm handing him cabinets. He's got to lift up, you know, to grab the cabinets from me off the truck.
Yeah.
And, like, he groped me a little bit. But it wasn't, like, you know, a big grope. It was more like an accidental grope at the time.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm like, you know, mm-hmm. are guys just accidentally, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, groping women? And that's like a thing?
Did you say anything?
Of course I didn't say anything. And what am I going to do?
You just ignored it.
If it happened twice, I would have said something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you're
that's
groping
like the
me.
Time that I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was next to this guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And every time before he'd rolled dice, he'd like kind of move up against me and rub me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? And the first couple times, I'm like, maybe it's an accident, you know? And then the third time, I looked at him, I just kind of looked at him, and he goes, don't worry, because I'm winning. And then at the very end, he gave me some money. He gave me some chips. I'm like, dude.
And then you're just like,
is that how you do it?
And then you're like, and then at some point, because I remember that time, this was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would still happen, but then you're going, well, is this right or is this wrong? You know, I did like walk away with some chips. Did I whore myself out for some chips? And the truth is, you just don't care enough. Like, it didn't hurt you.
No.
You know, I wasn't like,
I remember it.
You remember it.
I'm not scarred by it.
Yeah, I'm not scarred by my incidences either.
Because I got chips.
Yes. And exactly. And I certainly wasn't going to tell anybody that happened because no. I can imagine my dad going, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Dad would like totally.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't need that in my life.
Store, yeah.
Like, yeah. That's the last thing I need is to bring this out further.
Yeah.
I really do believe like one incident, let it be, move on.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not going to deliver cabinets to him anymore.
Yeah. Well, and if I did, I'd just give myself more space. It happens once, you know, shame on me. Or an accident. Happens twice, shame on me. I need to give myself a little more space.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. So that was just kind of things. So I'm thinking like now, I don't think men do that now. I don't really know.
I don't know.
Maybe there's just a population of creepy men, and I won't be sexist.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy women, who just like are the I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Right. Well, I think too. Like if the creepy men are with the creepy women,
it's okay.
It's
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But what happens is if the creepy men are with like good married women or decent women. Then it's
when their life circumstance does not match their blueprint. There's lots of conflict there.
See, there we go again. We're going to have plenty to talk about. You know, you're talking about, you know, the creepy men.
Yeah.
Can I talk just a wee bit about a phenomenon this week?
Please do. I know that you're going to go for it and we can do it.
What is it?
Go for it. You tell me.
Creepy clowns.
Creepy clowns. Yes. We can talk about this phenomena. I find it. Go for it. I find it hysterical that we're even talking about
it. I think that, hopefully everybody knows that there's the creepy clown phenomenon around, and schools have been closing if there's been sightings and stuff.
Right.
And I heard on the news that one of the biggest questions that police are getting is from the public saying, do we have the right?
Right.
Do I have the right if I encounter a creepy clown to shoot it? And they're like, no, what makes you think? Because they think that this is like so horrible.
Right.
And it's so real and so true that it's a real menace. It's a real threat.
Yeah.
Must shoot creepy clowns.
Now, as far as we know, no clown, there has been no crime linked to creepy clowns at this stage.
Right.
They're just creepy clowns.
Right.
And so I thought the exact same thing when I heard the story about people are going, can we shoot a clown?
Right.
We find ourselves being threatened
to me,
by a clown.
Out of everything, like closing schools down.
Yeah.
Seeing, you know, and not just grade schools. There's been universities closed due to the creepy clown phenomenon.
Yeah, there's clowns in the quad. Thinking to myself, oh,
creepy
please.
Clowns in the quad.
Everything like this now, I just think to myself, they just want to go on YouTube and get hits.
Right.
Everything is a way to get an extra click.
Yeah.
And I want to tell people, you know, honestly, to make a slight living on YouTube in advertising, you have to have like 100 million hits.
Yeah.
And that even is not, I mean.
Like, oh, look, I made 0.0001 cent.
Right.
Okay.
There is this one woman who does.
1 million hits later, you got a penny.
She has like 400 videos and she's an economist. And she says, she does, but personal account. I mean, she's like a money woman.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I'm telling you right now, I get hits on all my stuff. And I get lots of hits on my stuff.
Mm.
And I barely make $400 a month.
Oh.
And I spend way much more money producing these things.
Oh,
and
I bet.
Way much more money, time in my life. They're not. It's not about that. So if you do it, just become a YouTube sensation.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But
so you think the creepy clown phenomenon is all about social, like YouTube.
Or some kind of social media. Mm. I want to be a star.
I did see, though, I don't know where on TV the other night, I did see a creepy clown.
Yes.
Did you by any chance see that thing? I don't know.
On TV?
It was, I can't remember if it was a commercial or something, but there was a creepy, and it was really creepy looking.
Really creepy looking.
I mean, there are some really creepy clowns.
But see,
clowns.
Here's the thing, too. We just found out in Illinois that you're allowed to shoot bobcats. You get to have like a permit to shoot.
Well, they issued 500 permits.
Yes.
I think something like 4,500 people showed up to win the lottery of this 500 permits. And you can either you can do a bow and arrow, a rifle, or roadkill.
Roadkill. And you get one a year.
You only get one bobcat.
You buy 500. You get a permit for only, I don't know how much it cost me, $4 or $5 for a permit. I don't know.
I don't know either. But we were assuming, though, that if they gave out permits for creepy clowns, you could bow and arrow them.
Wouldn't it be, that'd be funny?
Shoot them. Roadkill.
I think that would really curb this phenomenon right away. If you said, okay,
you could
shoot them. We're tired of the clown, the creepy clown.
Yes.
You're scaring everybody.
Yeah.
Even though there's no crimes
linked.
We
issued a permit. Then.
We're offering 500 permits. You're allowed to have one creepy clown.
How can you kill him? With seltzer water.
Yeah. But can you imagine
a flower that squirts out water?
And then you get...
You're in there with your little tiny car and like 100 hunters come out.
Yeah.
We're going to get those creepy clowns.
Oh my gosh.
They're all in camouflage.
Well, then I was thinking like that would be like a perfect murderer though. Like
ooh.
You kill your husband and then you dress him,
and
into,
then dress him
into
like
a creepy clown.
Creepy clown.
And then they're like, oh, he's a creepy clown.
Yeah.
You had no choice but to shoot him.
Yeah. We can understand that.
Yeah, we can understand.
It was an accident.
We can't understand you killing your husband. That would have been horrible.
But I don't know.
Creepy clown?
But he was wearing a creepy clown outfit.
I didn't know it was my husband.
I didn't know.
He was playing a joke on me. And I had to kill him.
Uh-oh.
And I heard that you can kill a creepy clown on your property.
Right. That's true.
if the creepy clown is on your property.
Then you don't even have to call the police.
You don't even have to have a permit for that one.
No.
You're given that.
Right.
We saw, you didn't see this. I was driving in Dixon and I saw a guy walking around downtown Dixon with a panda head on it. An actual panda head.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if there are like creepy pandas now out there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out. There were two guys together walking down the street in their
pandas. Did they both have panda heads
on? They did have panda hats on. Heads. Now, not just
not
hats.
Not a hat, but a head.
A head.
Yeah.
And it was funny because at the same time I was seeing this one article. We had read this article about taking care of panda babies.
Baby pandas,
and
yes.
The people who
they have to dress
as, panda.
As pandas.
I'm like, oh, that's
so,
so
sweet.
Sweet.
I know.
And I just thought, I wonder if these people are going to be taking care of pandas.
Right, in downtown Dixon.
I think no. They just want to be acknowledged in the paper, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just finding out that there are a lot of people who secretly are into cosplay.
You're just now finding this out?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so I would suggest to you that perhaps the panda head men were into
cosplay.
Does that sound right? Does that sound feasible?
Sure. Usually costume is cosplay, costume play?
Yes.
So
I would assume so.
I would think they're more furries. You know what those guys are called?
They kind of like to wear diapers and...
No, that's babies. Furries, I think, are ones that like to dress up as animals and pretend to be animals while they're being frisky.
Oh.
I think those are called furries.
If there was a CSI like know. That, girlfriend.
These people are... Yeah, I know. These people have way too much time on their hand, or they have not found how great Netflix is. Yeah.
Can you
Netflix
imagine sitting
awesome.
At, sitting at the idea table for CSI? Let's do one on furries.
Yeah.
Let's have the murder be around people who like to dress as animals while they're being... while they're having sex.
Yes. It's just crazy.
Much better than being in a giant playpen with a giant diaper on.
Yeah. See, all that stuff to me just takes way too much time.
You've got to have a lot of time.
And
on
also,
your hands.
You got to have a lot of, like, even though you're dressing up as an animal, which mm-hmm. they don't usually groom themselves completely, you know, you probably do a lot of grooming to get into your cosplay. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you're shaving everywhere.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think of myself as that. I think that it would take a lot of effort to get into cosplay.
Right.
Like these costumes, you know, everybody's got their nice hair and the big makeup and all this stuff.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and
right.
And if the point is to lead to.
If you got a costume that costs more than your car, you know, or the car payment.
There's a problem there,
there's
right?
There's a problem.
But if you're going to Goodwill and figuring it out,
yeah.
I'm all for it. I don't know. It just seems too much effort for me. I just don't.
Speaking of Goodwill, this is what we did this week.
Oh, and our minimalist challenge?
And our minimalist challenge.
And we got about just 2 more minutes before we got to go in Elliot's corner.
Well, we got to go to minimalist challenge a little
yes.
bit.
So we've been doing our minimalist challenge. And what it is, like every day we committed to getting rid of something.
Right.
And when day one started, where we did one thing and day two, two things. And some days it got hard. And some days it's just like, well, we've blown it out of the market. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Some days we got 3 days covered here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, when you're doing paperwork, how do you count one piece of paper as a thing? And I just go, this box, it counts for one whole day, you
right,
know?
Right.
And here's the thing I've realized. A lot of these boxes I've gone through, I went through 7 boxes this week.
Yeah,
easily. 10 or 12 boxes.
Yeah.
These are things I have already gone through.
Which is nice.
And because it's been, I would say, at least 2 years since
yeah,
I've gone through them
easy,
again.
Easy.
I had no connection to it.
No.
And I threw it all out.
Yeah.
Or gave it away.
Leidiger. Yeah.
A few things I kept, but it was so. And because of where I'm at now, I don't accumulate anything new
no,
anymore.
No,
I just don't.
No, we our line is, dear Nancy Reagan, just say no.
Exactly.
Just say no.
And I keep telling
just
myself,
just say no to buying something. Just say no to keeping
tiny
something.
Home in San Diego, tiny house in San Diego,
right.
Our camper in San Diego
right.
on the ocean.
On the ocean.
And like, well, what can I bring in if I go to on a camper in San Diego? You know, 3 articles of clothing.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I did have a little guilt this week because, you know, the new season came in for clothes and I got a JCPenney coupon and mm-hmm. I'm on there texting. And so I bought 4 or 5 nice tops for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And before I had gone through my tops and it's like, oh, I already had plenty of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I had to give 5 yeah. good things away because
right.
I cut these 5 tops.
Yeah.
And
that
little
was interesting because you forget what you have.
You forget what you
stored.
Have. And you just go, don't do
That's
it.
So silly.
Don't do it.
I know.
And
you end up really, Jules, don't you wear like the same clothes over and over again in
yes,
general?
Because you like the way they feel.
Oh, yeah.
Or
they're in the
yeah.
queue.
And depending on where how you work in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, if you work out in the world where you have to meet new people,
right.
you may have a different wardrobe.
Right.
But if you work at home or whatever,
yeah.
You're kind of like, you try to look nice so that you can define the day versus the night.
You have your Thursday underpants
yes.
on.
They may say Friday, but
yeah.
they're Thursday.
Yeah.
It's a clean pair. So I kind of feel like right now I've purged myself.
Oh, good.
Of the Clinton stuff and
good.
The
good.
Other stuff.
And we're purging ourselves of the clutter in our home.
Yeah, and I just want to say one thing. I do believe that if Clinton was running for presidency now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't win.
No,
because
he couldn't get vetted.
He couldn't get vetted.
No.
You know,
it really in those times he barely got vetted.
And what I don't understand is that people can't, at this day and age, you cannot think that none of this stuff will come out.
Right.
You know?
Everything is transparent.
Everything's transparent. And I wasn't that offended by what Trump did, or I wasn't surprised. Mm-hmm. So people say, oh, he's going to drop out of the race. No, he's not. Who's surprised by this? He says stuff like this now, mm-hmm. being like knowing
years
he's
old.
Yeah. That's the weird part.
If she wasn't my daughter, I'd date her.
Yeah, like
that's a good line.
Well, if dad said,
you always
like
want
that,
to go like this with whenever Trump says something. Ooh.
Well, you know, and if I was his daughter, I would be like, dad, inside voice. This is outside world. I know what you mean. It's coming across a lot skankier than what you're meaning.
Right.
But inside voice. You're crazy. You know, like dad will say something that is funny in our house, but out in the world.
What did he say yesterday? It was so great.
Well,
he's applying for extra life insurance. So yes. The nurse was going to come over to the house.
Yes.
And I said, I can't remember what I said now. I said, what are you going to?
I go, oh, I said, are you going to shave for
shave?
Him?
I'm going to shave. We were leaving to go to the store.
Yeah. And he goes, are you going to shave for it? Because she's looking a little rough, you know. And he goes, yeah, maybe. But I'll tell you what, I'll definitely grope her. We're like, okay. And he's saying this outside in the world.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in our driveway.
Yeah.
Loud. Yeah. And we're like, dad, shh. Inside voice is pretty funny. Outside voice,
it's pretty funny.
Nah, people think it's scary.
Yeah,
like what?
You're they scary. They get
yes, or when he, you know, there's just times like inside voice is funny, outside world not so funny. You know, got tame it back. So you're ready for a little. Oh, real quick, you saw The Conjuring yesterday, last night for Saturday Night Movie. Quickly do a Sherpa review.
Okay. You going to play my music?
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
Good. Thank you. The Conjuring 2. Scary. I loved it.
How many Sherpa hats?
4.
Okay. Wow. Was it 90 minutes long?
No, it was longer.
But you could deal with it.
I dealt with it because we stopped it a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Broke it up, did some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
exactly.
Full clothes or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's interesting, though. There's a lot of scary stuff going on.
Yeah. The Exorcist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm having demon dreams.
Yeah.
And so I'm debating if I should need it.
It's so funny because of the times. I mean, that this kind of stuff is coming up, and we're all kind of like this political stage where we're like, what the, you know, WTF.
What,
you know?
Exactly. Everything's just crazy.
Yeah.
Everything's just crazy.
And so now we have the
Conjuring. Good for you. I'm glad I'm going to watch
that
today.
That was my quick review.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For Sherpa
scary.
Hats. It's scary.
Yeah.
We're seeing.
Yeah.
All right.
We're seeing. Yeah.
Ready to move
definitely.
Into a little Elliot's Corner?
Sure.
He once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. All right, here we are at Elliot's Corner. It's going to be very quick, too, because I want to move right into our pillar talk.
Okay.
Okay, here's what...
What did you learn from Elliot this
week? Here's what I learned from Elliot this week. We introduced, you know, he's been on a real food diet.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been taking care of Quinn's dog, Toph, mm-hmm. in the daytime. We'd go over there. And then I realized, and the reason why he was throwing up his dog food.
Right.
For like 3 days straight, he threw up his dog food.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't throw up real food.
No.
And so we're like, we'll feed the little
chicken,
guy real.
Yeah. Beef.
Real food.
He'll eat that.
Yeah. And also we were adding the Dynavites to it and the omega-3s. Mm-hmm. And you realize maybe, you know. So anyway, he was starting to eat. We got Toph's food, which mm-hmm. was just dry, cheap-ass food,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't throw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, So I reintroduced the dry dog food with the real food.
Right.
He ate it, didn't throw it up. And I thought to myself, now here's the thing. You really can, like if something was working and then stopped working, you can give it a break,
mm-hmm.
reintroduce it, mm-hmm. and it may work again.
Right.
You know, nothing is permanent.
Right.
We don't have to think, draw a line in the sand. I'll never do this.
Right.
I'll never get this again.
These extremes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's interesting.
That is
and
good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So that's kind of what I thought today.
Yes.
You know, if you're you know, giving up something that, like like food or whatever, maybe the idea of saying I never can have this makes it too much stress. And or
well, like with you with sugar.
Yes.
You went through a long period of time where you didn't have sugar, but you knew that you had like this end date that where you were going to have sugar.
Yeah.
It was for Hillary's
yes.
shower. You go, I'm not going to have sugar. I'm not going to have sugar, but I will have sugar this day.
Yes.
And you did.
And I did. Yeah.
And now you continue to have it.
I know. I got to go back on it again because I felt so good without it.
Yeah.
I got to find that the balance of my brain again because yeah. I gotta retrain my brain again. You know, just got to get through
and
it.
And you can do that.
100%. 100%. So, is that a good enough of an Elliot's Corner?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Now we're ready for Pillar Talk. There's our Doris Day song. Love it.
Pillow talk.
So I was listening to this one. I think it was This American Life. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm going to get the specifics wrong because that's not how my brain works. I have a hard time remembering names, especially if it's only said once. But she is, and this is going to sound crappy. I probably could Google her. She is the most famous ballet dancer, and she retired just recently. And I think she was at the Chicago or New York Ballet. I can't remember which one, but she retired due to an injury. And she was talking about how, you know, when she was dancing for 20 years, that she's seen people come and go. And in the dancing field, in the dancing culture, there's that saying where you go, dance like this is your last dance because it could possibly be your last dance. You never know when it will be your last dance.
Right.
And she was training and she fell and pulled her hamstring. And she's like, oh, and it was bothering her, but she couldn't live through it and so forth. Then the next day she went and practiced with her partner again and he dropped her, you know, and pulled the exact same hamstring. And she's like, oh, man. So she had to go to her bosses and talk to them. And she's like, let me modify my dances a little bit for a while. And finally, she was doing her one performance before, you know, in front of her bosses, you know, and they're like, hey, you're doing good, but can you do bigger? Can you do the moves bigger and more? And she had to say, you know what? I don't think I can. And it was interesting because she goes, at that moment, I realized I had already had my last dance.
Oh, my God.
My last dance where...
And she didn't know it.
I didn't know it, that that it was going to be... I could kick my leg the highest, stretch out the most.
Right.
And it's funny because I know exactly what she's talking about.
Right.
There, you know, I've been struggling with my knees for a very long time.
Right.
Going on probably several years. And they're just stiff. And my father has horrible knees. And... you know, they loosen up. I'm not there for surgery. But really, it's due to an injury. You know, it's due to an injury of Latin dancing, to be honest with you, because I totally twisted them out and I didn't take care of it and I hurt them.
If only they would have had the disclosure, do not do this on carpet.
Yes. And if you notice that your knees are hurting during this, stop because you're effing them up. Don't wear shoes and carpet. Do it on. Yeah, it's crazy. But I was thinking that there was one day when I could be walking and jogging with Doug and feel comfortable and beat him and was more vibrant than him. And then literally one day later, it was gone.
Yeah.
And also I was doing yoga one time and I was doing that DP
dive. Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I totally wrenched my back.
I know.
You know, I was like, holy cow, it took 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Easy.
It was 4 weeks before going back to work.
Yeah.
And I remember driving for Dad at the time, and, you know, I would get mad at him. I'm like, could you park the car closer to the truck? He goes, well, what do you mean? I go, I'm like, at this stage, every step is so incredibly painful for me. I can do my job. I can do this, but every step is so incredibly painful. And so I know what it's like to one day be this vibrant, nothing. You can walk for miles and feel good.
Right.
And you may feel sore. and seeing people who would walk in pain going, mm-hmm. oh, that'll never be me. Mm-hmm. And then the next day having injury, and then next soon after yes. that having other injuries
right.
and going, what the hell happened to my life?
Yeah. And that is interesting when something so life-changing
yeah.
happens to you.
And you have only really one choice, and that is to
accept it.
Accept it.
But you know,
you gotta change the way your blueprint. Either you yeah, change your life conditions to yeah. match your blueprint, or you change your blueprint to match your life conditions.
I agree with you, but I've been noticing, though, that a lot of these things. Do you remember hearing about Elizabeth Kubler-Ross? She yeah. studied death and
yeah.
the five stages of grief.
Yeah.
And I think when you have these things that are life-changing,
yeah.
like she said, you know, she didn't know at the time that she did her last dance.
Right.
You know, or you didn't know that at that time that the repercussions
right.
would be still here.
Right.
When these things happen, you do understand that you have to alter your blueprint
right.
to match your reality. Then at least you'll be somewhat sane.
Right.
But you do go through these stages of grief, which is like denial.
Yes.
This is not happening. Or then it's anger.
Right.
Or well, I think it's bargaining. Like right. you bargain. Like, I
right.
do this.
Well, I know they say that, you know, she wrote that she didn't understand why this people really took on to this. The steps of grief, mm-hmm. you know? Well, because, and I understand why. I mean, it may not look the same for every person, mm-hmm. but to be open to saying people have to grieve.
Right.
You have to have, and it may look like this for some, mm-hmm. it may look like this for others, but mm-hmm. generally we all have to grieve.
Yeah.
And come to some part.
Because that's one of the things too that I, most people are so quick today to say, move on.
Right.
Let's go forward.
Right.
And I do worry, or not necessarily worry, but that the grief process is short-circuited,
right?
Because it'll come up somewhere.
It always doesn't. You've always yeah. said grief or anything emotional is like an onion. You keep going down to a different, deeper right. and deeper layer.
Like when we were cleaning out one of those boxes mm-hmm. this week, we found this little, like a coin purse, and it had Loretta D'Antoni yeah. on it. And I go, oh my God, that's from my mom.
Yeah.
And we opened it up and there was a ring in
yeah.
there.
Yes.
And, you know, I put the ring on and I, because I don't really have anything from my mom.
Right.
I mean, she had been in the nursing home and she had this one gold bracelet that she loved. It was an antique. And within
she
the last
it,
few days
yeah,
before
she got stolen. She wore it in the nursing home. They always say,
right.
don't do that.
Right.
But however, I wasn't going to take that away from her. We weren't
no.
going to take that from her.
She never was out without that.
Yeah. And it was the one thing that she said we could have.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. She wanted you to have it.
Yeah. It was, you know.
Yeah. But so to find something, because I had what I keep, the only thing I have from her is a pair of gloves.
Yeah.
And I keep them in my purse at all times so that I have, you know, and then to have found this little
yeah.
ring, it first of all, I think, you know, I have gone through mm-hmm. the grief and all the stuff, but there's still always more. It was tender and bittersweet to
yeah.
hold this ring in my hand, you know.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because there are things that I brought up, found too, in clearing the clutter
mm-hmm.
that brought up emotional stuff.
Really?
I mean, sometimes my old journals.
Oh my gosh.
And I just threw them all away.
Oh, good. I can remember Oprah saying, you know, she's been a journalist since she's
yeah.
been young.
Yeah.
She has them all. And I think that she has this clause or this thing in a will that said, if something should happen to me, the first thing you do
yes.
is you collect all my journals and either burn them or
yes.
because it's all so private.
And
do you want anybody
no,
going through that?
Because a lot of it is just what you're feeling at the moment.
Right.
It's not even feeling from a higher perspective.
No.
And you just gotta, you want somebody. It reminds me of Adam Carolla, and he had a scene on when he was doing The Man Show. One of his scenarios was like, if a guy dies, he has a crew come in and like totally like clean his computer up of porn, throw all the mags away, clean his house up before the parents come over. You know, if he dies young.
Put the pictures of the parents up.
Yeah, and so like people like who journal, like, you come in, you take all my journals, yes, and you burn them. I don't want anybody looking at this stuff.
Exactly.
You know? I can totally get that. Yeah. And clean my history from my computer, please.
Right, right.
You know, I think that would be a really good profession to go into. I don't know. You have to come up with a really fun...
the cleaners.
The cleaners, exactly. And we come in right after... we come after your death to wipe your life clean.
Well, I can remember when we were building this house, one of the guys that was helping, we just had normal guys that were just out of jobs helping. And I was a word processor, you know, that I had back in those days.
Yeah.
And I think I was going to give it to Leidiger or something. He goes, oh, no, can I have it? And I go, well, sure, you know. And I hadn't realized that the stuff that you write
gets saved.
It's still saved. Yeah. It's in there. And at that time, I think I was kind of writing like R-rated stories.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh my God, this guy's gonna open this up when he gets home and like,
exactly,
from the mind of Christine Marie.
Exactly.
Oops.
Exactly. Oops. You're like, what did I write?
What's it like to have sex with a creepy clown? Wah wah. Keep that nose on, buddy. Wah wah.
Ooh. Well, there you go. I think I gotta close my eyes and close my ears because I can't take any more of it. So it is. Tony Robbins talks about what creates happiness is when your blueprint and your life situation matches.
Yes.
And then if you can't change your life situation, change your blueprint.
Yeah.
Then at least you have a chance to be happy.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of where I'm at. It's like changing, not giving up hope, because I really have hope and faith that I will feel better again in my body.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to have hope.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but you have to.
Right. But I'm changing my belief or my blueprint right now that I am anything but who I am at this moment, you know, which is someone who's in pain.
Right.
And someone whose knees I have to work and stretch every single time, like all the time I'm stretching because they stiffen up.
So you're changing your blueprint to match that.
Yes. Good. I am changing my blueprint to match my lifestyle.
Right.
Because previously I would see myself as someone who is athletic and, you know, youthful and love, you know, and like, I'm not going to bring a cane along. And now I'm like, you know what? At this stage, I think I just need to change
my blueprint
to match my lifestyle so I'm not in total conflict.
Yeah. Because that hurts.
It all hurts.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts, you know, to have this vision of yourself that in no way matches your reality.
And unless a miracle occurs, which I am totally for, I may be months away from my knees feeling better. I may be surgeries away from my knees feeling better. I have no idea. You know, but
you have hope.
I have hope.
And
and I'm moving towards it. I'm, you know, taking my omega-3s. I'm taking my glucose. I'm doing all the things I naturally can do. I just, truthfully, I can't be bedridden for 3 to 4 months to when my knees heal if I have to have surgery or whatever that looks like.
Right.
Well, they say now is like knee replacements are just boom, 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 you know.
Oh, really?
I guess. I don't know. I just don't feel like surgery, though.
No.
And maybe I have to work on that as well. I have to work on that perception. Like, hey, I may be a young person having knee surgery or knee replacements, but if that could get me to maybe having better life, that might be worth it. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm working on that.
Right.
That right now.
Good concept, though. Good.
So if you are struggling in your life right now, see if your life situations are equaling your blueprint. And you can change either one.
Right.
To at least make you a little bit, have a better chance of being happy.
Bring them in closer.
And then you start, then you go, okay, I'm here. I can be content. And let's tweak our way better.
Right.
Let's keep tweaking and tweaking until I get better.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's great.
Well, that's our show today.
Wow.
We're behind, actually. We're over. So we got to get going.
Okay.
So everyone, thank you for listening to Life with the Girlfriends. Hope you had a great night. Hope you had a great week.
It was great.
It was great.